Let us sit with prostrations to the Lord and to Gurudev, our Guru. May my mind stay with you, O Lord. Eyes softly closed. Soft smile on the lips. Back erect but not stiff. Start with simple breathing, Anulom Vilom. Breathe in and out through the left nostril 5 times. Slow, deep breaths with a gap between inspiration, expiration, and expiration, inspiration. You can chant Om as you breathe out. Now close the left nostril and breathe in and out through the right nostril. Now we can alternate in through the right, out through the left, in through the left, and out through the right with a gap. Slow, deep breaths. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra. Just ignore any noises that come. Continue to breathe slow, deep breaths. Consciously relax the body, starting at the toes and feet and ankles. The calves and the knees relax. The hips and thighs. From the bottom of the spine, move slowly up to the top and relax. The fingers, the hands, the wrist. The upper arms, the shoulders. Breathe the abdomen muscles and pay attention to the organs inside the abdomen. The chest muscles relax. Shoulders, the neck, the face. The mouth, the tongue. The eyes, the ears, the nostrils. The forehead and the scalp muscles. Be relaxed during meditation, not tense. The whole body should be relaxed. Message for today is from Mundaka Upanishad. Vidyate Hridaya Granthi. Chinnaste Sanshayaha. Chiyante Chasya Karmani. Tasmin drishte paravare. The last line, tasmin drishte paravare, What is the result of meditation when I have reached the highest goal? It says, the seeker who has seen para avara, the higher and the lower. Lower is this world of objects, emotions and thoughts. What we see, hear, feel, think, all that, including heaven, including the Vedas, everything that we experience is lower. What is para or higher? That which is beyond the senses, beyond the mind, the intellect. Beyond the feelings and thoughts. The absolute state called Brahman. One who experiences and sees that one Brahman as the higher and the lower and becomes one with it. What happens? Vidyate hridaya granthi. The knots of the heart get cut. Not knot, the knots of the heart get cut. What are the knots of the heart that bind us? It is vasanas, it is ignorance. It is selfishness, ego. And you have gone beyond the ego to the state of awe. All these knots get cut. Chityante. Sarva samshayaha. Then this person has no doubts. What is right? What is wrong? What is my goal in life? What is my purpose? What I should or should not do. It is as clear to this person as a fruit in the palm of his hand. Comes with knowledge from the Guru and the scriptures. All ignorance is removed. Iyante chasya karmani. All his karmas get destroyed. All actions that he has done in the ego get destroyed when he wakes up
to the state of enlightenment. We will discuss that in detail in the Gita class. Once he has woken up to the truth, he goes beyond karma and karma phala. No actions bind him. He works in the world out of love and compassion. All selfish actions fall away. He becomes a source of wisdom for all of us. Contemplate on this, no ignorance, no vasanas, no doubts. No karma phala, no results of action. For the next 10 minutes, shift your attention to the self within, the consciousness that is beyond all vasanas, all doubts, all karmas. That consciousness, I am. Turn the attention from everything outside to the self within. शांत शांत शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो हरि ओम। Let us resolve in our life, go beyond vasanas, beyond ignorance, beyond doubts, and beyond the bondage of karmas. Whoever stay connected with the self, consciousness, that is inside, outside, and beyond everything, Parātpara, that is my goal, that is who I am. Adiós.